I had a group of private investors that were taking a piece of these deals. Then I got this relationship with the first geologist, and he could produce more deals, and I had the money to drill. So I said, well, gee, I got to raise a private fund or something here to drill these deals. Through a local broker here I met, he said, well, why don't you call a guy with our company in New York, happened to be with Merrill Lynch, and we raised a $10 million drilling fund, private drilling fund. They looked at our success that we'd done, just putting these deals together on a basis. I said, we will raise $10 million for you.
So you went to New York.
Yeah, I didn't know a soul in New York except this fella up there.
You know what I'm thinking about? Your mother knew that one day you'd be going to New York.
She had me all prepped for that. Yeah, right. She did.
So you go to New York.
So I thank God for wonderful parents. I do. I had marvelous parents.
Right.
And grandparents. They were tough. They made me work, and I was so glad of that.
You go to New York, and this is a whole new ball game to you now.
Oh, yeah.
To get on the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, yeah. I'd known New York a little bit since I was around up there, broke, staying at the YMCA and my days off from the military. Well, I didn't spend any extra money, I'll tell you. I was very tight with my money. I never borrowed any money. I was always, if I didn't have it, I didn't spend it.
Well, then tell us the $10 million. How did that come about?
Well, I went up there and I called on their people and said, okay, here's what we've been doing. We got a pretty good track record. We found this much oil and gas. We've got these wells going, and the money's coming back pretty fast. We're getting pretty fast payout on these wells. We discovered some wells down in Chickasha, down that area. Pretty darn good wells. They said, well, that looks pretty interesting. I think we've got some venture capital people up here. And there were other companies raising drilling funds around that we were running our rigs for, so I knew all of those guys and knew kind of how they were doing it. So I was sort of following their lead. By that time, I had qualified for YPO, Young Presidents Organization. You had to have 100 employees or over, and you had to make $1 million a year gross in your company and be under 40, and you could become a member of YPO. Well, that threw me in with a whole bunch of pretty sophisticated young guys. Some of them were running public companies. Some of them were inherited companies. Some of them were hired CEOs and all this sort of thing. And it gave me a wonderful exposure to people and how they'd done this and done that and everything. So that was great. So I went off to New York, and they said, let's come down and take a look. They came down. They looked at all of our stuff. They said, you're pretty small. We'll give it a go. We'll raise $10 million for you. We did very well with our $10 million. Before the year was out, we'd spent the $10 million wisely. Out of that, we got a free ride on a part of it. So we were building a fractional oil company over here. At that time, we got into operating. We had the people. I'd hired the engineers. And I always tried to hire somebody smarter than I was, because no use hiring anybody dumber than I was. I was dumb enough for the whole bunch. I couldn't see any advantage of hiring anybody unless they were smarter than I was. Smarter by being more knowledgeable on what we were trying to do. We were doing okay. They said, well, how about a $25 million one? Great. At that time, they had me out making the rounds, going doing dog and pony shows in Denver, New York. Finally, we got to going to London, Germany, and other places. So I was a speaker. I was not a public speaker. I was still an engineer and not too swift at the public speaking. But anyway, I guess it was real. So I said, here's what we're doing, guys. And at this time, we started investing our own money in our own deals. We always did anyway, what we could afford. I said, may work, may not, but here's what we're doing. After we did the $25 million one, they said, well, let's go for a $50 million one. So they raised the 50 real quick. I mean, we made the rounds, and I was the lead horse, I guess, and raised the $50 million. Then I went to Bodard. We were both flying these V-tail Bonanzas that time. These weren't bent. These were good airplanes. But I said, you know, somebody might stick their nose in the dirt for one of these, and if either you or I die, we're going to have to sell the companies for the other guy to pay estate taxes. I said, what would you think of taking it public? And he didn't like that idea at all. He'd built these companies up and then sold them. That was his MO always. And he was not really in favor of that because he had not had all this Wall Street exposure that I'd had by that time in these drilling fund things. And I said, well, I think you can have a little money. You can sell a little bit of it. You know, you can sell part of the company. You can sell whatever you want to when you want to sell it, pretty much with SEC restrictions. And I said, you can gradually sell down and change your estate around or whatever you want to do, and I can do the same. He got like that idea, so I said, let's take her public. Then was a problem because we're still pretty small and public companies need to be pretty good size. So he said, let me call our guy in New York. That happened to be Payne Weber, and Payne Weber sent a man down named Bud Coyle. Fine, fine gentleman. First of all, Merrill Lynch had raised all this other money for us, but they said, you're too small for us to take public. You're not a big enough deal. Bud looked at what we're doing, and he really liked it. Payne Weber said, okay, you are small, but we'll do it. They took us public, and we were supposed to come out at a certain price. Of course, we came out at a higher price than what we expected to. At that moment, when we were public, then I could get my name off of that giant note. What I thought was a giant note is nothing to what
right.
business is today. And I've never been in debt since then. So wow. That was 1979. I've never been in personal debt. The company has its debt, but it is responsible for that debt solely. The executives of Unit are not responsible individually with their personal wealth for the debt they have.
So you then began trading on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes, we began trading. We said, well, we're half oil and gas exploration and we're half drilling company. By that time, we'd gotten quite a lot more production and we were operating all this production from the drilling funds. So we had been able to put together a staff of engineers and geologists and people like that that were on then no more overrides, but on salaries and like a regular company does it. We went public under the name of Unit Drilling and Exploration Company. It was UD&E, over the counter. We remained over the counter until we kept growing